First today, the royal family has apparently been blindsided by the decision of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to step back from their official duties. The couple put out a statement on Instagram earlier today, saying they'd made a decision to spend less time in the UK, work towards becoming financially independent, and have a very different relationship with the media. The announcement has left commentators and the British public wondering just how this new arrangement will work. Julia Holman reports.
The Duke and Duchess of Sussex announced they're stepping back as senior royals in an unprecedented move.
It's the news no one saw coming.
Major news shaking up both sides of the pond. Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan say they'll split time between the UK and North America.
The couple say while they plan to spend a lot less time on royal duties and will work to become financially independent, they still fully intend to support the Queen. Although, according to observers, it appears they didn't share their big news with anyone in the royal family before they put out their statement.
The BBC understands Buckingham Palace is disappointed. There is hurt at the most senior levels of the family.
So far, the only response from Buckingham Palace has been a two-line statement.
Discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through.
Royal biographer Angela Levin says it's clear the palace was very much caught by surprise.
It's a statement of someone who has been sort of bowled over by an unexpected announcement.
And Peter Hunt, the BBC's former royal correspondent, says the contrite statement suggests the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have embarrassed and infuriated the Queen.
This was a very severe rap across the knuckles of a grandson by a grandmother. I mean, she will have been furious.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have also set out new rules for how they'll deal with the media. Instead of the established royal press pack that followed their every official move, a system that's been in place for more than 40 years, they say they wish to work with young, up-and-coming journalists and specialist publications in the future. The couple has had a fractious relationship with the British press. Both are pursuing legal actions against newspapers, and Prince Harry last year released a statement denouncing the media's bullying of his wife, which he likened to the treatment of his mother, Princess Diana.
I think it's a sorry state of events, really.
The Daily Mirror's royal editor, Russell Myers, is taken aback by the Duke and Duchess's attitude towards the media.
You know, the British media has been particularly supportive to Meghan when she came onto the scene. We've supported her engagement, her patronages. Also, you know, let's not forget that Prince Harry's Invictus Games was hugely supported by the British media.
And there are questions over what they mean when they say they'll work to become financially independent. Royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliam says Britons are very aware of the millions of pounds they've already spent to put up the royal couple.
The British taxpayer will remember that they paid in the last financial year £4.2 million so that Harry and Meghan could move into Frogmore Cottage. The facts of the matter are that taxpayers will not want to fund this any further, but the matter of security has to be kept in mind. Clearly, this will be extremely expensive because it will extend to North America.
And he says the couple's move will not silence those critics who feel they've taken their privileged position for granted.
To handle things in the way that they are and not take any advice, which is what they apparently are not doing, is grossly irresponsible for any royal or indeed anyone in public life.
Royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliam ending that report from Julia Holman.